Thank you and good afternoon. Firefighters from across Humboldt County responded to a 5-alarm fire at a building on the corner of 11th and Main Streets in Fortuna this morning. The fire started at some point after 4 o'clock in the morning, and fire crews from the Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department were soon on scene. The size and the scope of the fire, located in the Star Hotel building, an old wood frame structure built in 1876 that housed Green's Pharmacy and other businesses, was too much to handle alone. By 5 o'clock, units from across the county were on their way to provide mutual aid, including a chief and ladder truck from Humboldt Bay Fire. Other units from Carlotta, Ferndale, Lolita, Scotia, and Rio Dell also responded to the blaze, which destroyed the building that spanned half the block. Main Street was closed down and heavy equipment was brought to begin the demolition of the building as fire crews continued to chase hotspots. City Manager Regan Candelario pointed out the deep loss his city will face.
We're very fortunate that it is contained to just the one block and the one major building down here, although everybody's, you know, very sad that we're losing the Star Hotel building, which is basically a historic monument here in downtown Fortuna.
Candelario said that rebuilding will happen and the city will play its part. Around 1 o'clock this afternoon, an earthquake occurred 25 miles southwest of Ferndale, an earthquake that registered a 5.7 on the Richter scale. Shortly after, a series of smaller earthquakes occurred 21 miles off of Rio Dell, registering a 3.3, then a 2.4, and a 2.5 on the Richter scale as well. No injuries or deaths have been reported at this time. A reminder that if you experience an earthquake, make sure you protect yourself and duck and cover. A state senator wants to apply laws to electronic cigarettes. Dan Squire has more.
Cigarette smokers have long been banned from smoking in public spaces like restaurants and bars, and that's extended to outdoor spaces as well. And now a state lawmaker wants the same laws to apply to those who use electronic cigarettes. State Senator Mark Leno will introduce a bill next week to limit where the e-cigarettes can be used, explaining that they are a tobacco product and should fall under the same regulations as any other tobacco product. The e-cigarette uses liquid nicotine and turns it into a vapor. Their use is known as vaping, but remain largely unregulated, although they are banned for sale to minors. Opponents of the bill claim the e-cigarette is much safer for use than traditional cigarettes, and previous attempts to regulate the devices have failed.
Thank you, Dan. With the tax season now upon us, citizens have been warned by law enforcement agencies such as the Eureka Police Department to watch out for scams. Lately, an aggressive phone scam has been targeting taxpayers throughout the country. A caller claims to be an employee of the IRS using fake names and IRS badge numbers. The victim will be told that they owe money to the IRS and it must be paid immediately with a wire transfer or a prepaid card. The IRS wants to remind citizens that they will never ask for credit or debit card information over the phone or threaten to bring in police or other law enforcement to have you arrested. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The 2014 year saw an increased rate of crime in Humboldt County, including armed robberies, drug busts, and 16 homicides, the highest homicide count in nearly 30 years. Fortuna Police Chief Bill Doberstein was on Talk Shop and talked about what the department had to deal with during the 2014 year and what calls they typically respond to.
You know, we get a lot of calls that are transient related, and illegal camping issues, panhandling issues, aggressive panhandling issues, things along those lines. And we deal with that, you know, on a pretty consistent basis. You know, and then we're also seeing a little uptick in things like domestic violence and things like vandalism, drunkenness, drunk driving, and that sort of thing.
While Doberstein has seen an increase in calls, he also believes there are some offenses that have decreased, such as driving under the influence.
You know, we've seen numbers just from last year to this year in the campaign periods fall. And I think it's because there's a really heightened public awareness campaign. We're out there doing media campaigns. It's on the radio. It's on TV. And I think people are making a conscious decision, you know, not to drive and do those sorts of things. So there's one area, I think, where we've put an emphasis on a certain, you know, type of crime, and we have seen a reduction.
The Avoid the 8 DUI campaign saw 60 arrests for DUI during the recent holiday period, which is 17 less arrests from the same period in 2013. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.